Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 70th Locarno Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the one and only actor, Alexander Freiling. Sorry, I'm always very concerned about pronunciations of names, so that's why I had to look down.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, and you're here with the beautiful film, well, beautiful and very powerful film called Three Peaks. So thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
First of all, the film is screening at Piazza Grande, and I watched this film on a big screen in the cinema. It was already visually impressive. It's going to be quite emotional to watch the film in the Piazza.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm really looking forward to this night, and this is really a labor of love for me, so I'm excited.
Why is it a labor of love? Is there a particular reason?
Yeah, one of the reasons is the director, Jan Zabay. We've been doing another film together 5 years ago, which is called The River Used to Be a Man. So this is our second feature that we're doing together. And I really think he's one of the most interesting film directors in Germany at the moment. So that's one of the reasons.
What's the other reason? No, there's probably lots of reasons. We'll get into it with other questions. But I guess, first of all, for our listeners, it might be quite useful to know a little bit about the character that you play and his story.
The character that I play is Aaron, who's in a relationship with a French woman. And they're trying to get their relationship to the next level. The French woman, Leah, she has an 8-year-old son, which is not his child. And they go into a vacation into the mountains, high up in the mountains, trying to become a family, actually. The relationship, especially between this little boy and between this man who's trying to really connect with him and to get into a deep bond with him. This little boy always shows him that his position is pretty wobbly. And the conflict between these two is what the movie is about.
And the conflict, and it's also about the impact, I guess, that the forces of nature, and in this particular sense, the mountains, these wonderful mountains and the three peaks, have on the relationships between, you know, your character and the boy. And I wonder, are you familiar with this type of setting in your personal life?
Oh, no, I'm not.
No,
not at all, actually. So that was kind of new to me. But the thing is, in a movie which is about relationships or interpersonal relationships, when you don't have like the force of nature, it becomes a movie where everything is dealt with in the dialogue. So you have scenes in the kitchen, you have scenes in the living room, but these two, they go, as you know, on a hike in order to see the sunset. They get lost. They end up in an existential situation. So you have other means to tell this story, and I think that's the interesting thing about this film.
Also, as well, the relationship between the boy and yourself, how do you get that type of intimacy and closeness? How do you work with that while you're making a film? I mean, is that...
Well, before we started shooting... Arian, which is the name of the little boy.
Arian Montgomery.
Right, yeah. He lives in Munich. I live in Berlin. So I called up his dad before we started shooting, and I said, would you mind if I come to Munich, spend a couple of days with you guys, and get to know your son in order to see how we get along with one another? So that's what I did, and we just went out playing football, going to the museum, having burgers, and we pretty quickly we got along pretty well. And then we started shooting, and the interesting thing about working with a child, which I have done before but not in this intense way, is you really have to seduce a child to play a scene. And a child is not an actor, so they won't start to connect with you when the camera is rolling. So the most important thing was our connection behind the camera in front of the camera, like all the time. We've been so close the entire shoot, and I think that's the key, really.
I was talking to Jan as well, and he said that you did kind of try to keep the crew small. Yeah. Does that help too while you're shooting these intense scenes and the intimacy that creates?
It always helps. It always helps because as a film actor, you always have the surrounding. You always have the set, which is your surrounding. But everyone from the film crew who is inside the set is part of the set.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Everyone creates an aura in which you are working. And sometimes you have people who are not aware of their meaning, of their of the importance of their what their, you know, you feel everything. So sometimes you have people like moving, and sometimes I was working on movies, and then I said, man, listen, everything you do, everything you, I feel everything. And so you really depend on everybody who's part of the team. Yeah, we were like 15 people maybe.
15 people, mm-hmm. That sounds about... Actually, your words recall to mind a wonderful film by François Truffaut, Day for Night. You know, a family relationship type of thing develops between cast and crew and whoever's involved in the movie. So anyways, Bérénice Bejon is in this film as well. I heard that she learned German, which is actually pretty impressive for this movie. So I guess there's something about this movie that makes it a labor of love for all involved, to begin with.
Yeah.
And so she was great to work with. She's great in the movie.
Yeah, she's great in the movie. She's very easy to work with. She's a wonderful human being. She's funny, and she's... there is no vanity involved. It's always about the film. It's always about the story.
Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you. It's very warm in here, so I'm going to let you go out into the more sun, actually.
Yeah.
But you've got a cool fan we were talking about earlier. So it was a pleasure meeting you, really.
Pleasure likewise. Thanks for having me.
Best of luck with the screening as well tonight, because it's fantastic. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.